This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is trying to clean up the state's biggest and dirtiest vehicles. Will Tour with the Colorado Energy Office says the state's newly released strategy aims to have an immediate impact by
investing in charging infrastructure, creating the incentives for truck fleets to start switching to zero-emission vehicles, helping school districts and transit agencies switch to electric buses, and a focus on replacing some of the oldest and dirtiest trucks on the road.
The state also wants to pursue new clean trucking regulations, but it's punted that effort to next year. Exceptional drought conditions are back on Colorado's map. That's the most intense level of drought, according to federal data. Those dry conditions are in the southeast corner, in Baca County. Most of the rest of the state is in a severe drought. The amount of snow collecting in the mountains and ground has dropped to 92% of what's normal for this time of year statewide. A Coloradan will carry the U.S. flag at today's opening ceremony for the Paralympics. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
Tyler Carter was born in Pennsylvania, but he now lives in Colorado Springs, where he works for the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. He and a teammate will carry the Stars and Stripes when the games open in Beijing. Carter is an alpine skier who had a leg amputated as an infant. He's competed in the Paralympics twice before, in Sochi in 2014 and Pyeongchang in 2018. He hopes to win his first ever medal at this year's games. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.